Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast, brought to you by Evergood Sausage. Our featured guest this week is none other than Raiders franchise quarterback Derek Carr. And in this exclusive one-on-one interview, we talked about the silver linings found within a disappointing 0-2 start, his thoughts on the Khalil Mack trade, and his relationship with John Gruden, and that one time when he tried to beat his early bird head coach to the office. Carr is incredibly candid in this wide-ranging interview that you guys are going to love, and it starts right now. Well, Derek, you guys are 0-2, and that's not the result that you wanted from the first 2 weeks, and ultimately the final score is what matters for quarterbacks. But when you look at the game tape, what do you see there in terms of this offense making progress, working within John Gruden's system? Do you see signs of improvement?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think you go back to week one, and you take away two of my boneheaded plays, right? And you see a really efficient offense. You see an offense that's getting a lot of yards, moving the ball, scoring some points. You see an offense that is playing really well. And, again, usually the first game jitters, you hope for like a misthrow or like you throw it out of bounds or something and miss a target by a foot, but instead they caught him, right? Mm-hmm. And so we learn from those, but then you watch the next week, that's a defense that gives up 5 first downs and no points,
right?
And then we go and play Denver, and their defense, they play the Super Bowl champs a time ago, and the Seahawks, and they get a couple turnovers, 6 sacks, and then we go out there and we were able to hold on to the ball. We only have 1 sack on the day versus Vaughn and Chubb and those guys. And you sit there and you gotta be real about it. Like, we're doing some good things, the way that Coach Gruden, and it's all the praise goes to the coach, the staff for teaching us what he wants us to do. We're doing some good things, some things that are really promising, things that you would say like, man, this can be fun, moving forward. But we sit there 0-2 and you feel sick. I know as a fan of football, I know as the player, as a quarterback, a captain, you sit there and you feel sick because you're 0-2. You want to win the game. That's all that matters. But at the same time, we got to be real about it. That with the new staff, that things are looking good. We're gonna be just fine, especially as we continue to grow.
I've always said it that you and John Gruden are like kindred spirits in terms of football and work ethic, which is ironic considering how much was said by people that don't know you very well about how the working relationship was going to be. Why do you think that you guys bonded and you guys gelled so quickly and everything is working so well?
I think first it starts off with a respect. We both respect one another, I think, in the most healthy way. He's my coach, I'm the player, but he treats me like a veteran player. He treats me like a smart guy, and I just honor his position as my head coach, and he gets on me, he's hard on me, he's tough, obviously. We all know how he is, I respect that because the only reason he's doing it is because he loves me so much. He wants me to be the best version of me every day. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we hit it off, is we have that respect, and then we both love football. I don't think anyone, say whatever you want about me or him, you can't say that we don't love football.
True.
We both love the game, and you can say also whatever you want. You can't say we don't work hard. Mm-hmm. That's when I came into the league, the one thing, if I were to leave and be done, I wanted people to say is, man, that guy worked his tail off. He gave everything he had. Because I think that says a lot about somebody, and he's the exact same way. And so hopefully after our time, our run is done, that they'll say that about us.
And you, for a long time, you have –
tried to beat the sun to work, that you get here before dawn, you leave sometimes after the sun's gone down. Have you ever tried to beat John Gruden to the office? And if so, were you successful?
So don't tell him, honestly. Don't tell him. So there was one time in the offseason, I was like, I just got to know. Like, I got up super early. I'm here all the time, you know, before breakfast is ready, before anybody's ready to even talk to somebody, right? And so I would get here so early, and I got here one morning, and I was like, did I beat him today?
Yeah.
Because I just tried. I mean, I came in like an extra hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And I as soon as I walk up, he was pulling in.
Oh,
I was like,
really?
I was like, oh my goodness.
That still counts as a W.
I don't know if he would count it. But I did it one time, and he never let that happen again. So I mad respect to him. I don't know how he does. I don't know how he sleeps. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's part vampire. I don't know.
There are times where it looks like he doesn't as well. But I'm sure that you spend a lot of time in his office, but I heard you have an office now too, fit with a nameplate and some pictures of your kids.
Oh yeah, the video guys, they mess with me, man. They gave me my own little office space, and so I made sure to, you know, make sure to throw them a good Christmas party. So I'm in there with the video guys, and they had an extra just space, and they didn't want to just leave it there, so they gave me a little spot to study and, they all have my cut-ups ready. So they're making it easy on the quarterback.
Right.
You know, you go in, everything's set up for you, you watch it. And, you know, to not learn the offense or know the defense that you're playing, you know, would be, you know, just silly around here, you know, as a quarterback.
Sounds like a film junkie's dream, that everything is cut up for you and they're doing all the editing, but you have all the information there.
Yes.
Just knowing that John is going to be here for a long time, you're going to be here for a long time, Greg Olsen as well. You've never had that stability, ever. I mean, you know, four different offensive coordinators, three completely new schemes.
Yep.
What is that stability going to be like long term? Like, we're talking about you making strides over 2 weeks. Yep. Now expand that to years and years. What kind of a benefit is that going to have for you?
I think the potential is endless, right? You know, potential just means you haven't done it yet. So, you know, we still have a lot of work to do. You know, but I think that speaking the same language and knowing for the next however many years, I'm going to be talking the same language. We're going to be, you know, saying the same things to each other. I mean, he still says some things, you know, he still calls some things some different ways that I'm not used to. And so once that weird and awkward phase gets out of the way, I don't want to call a different offense the rest of my life. You know, I don't want to have to call a protection or this route something else the rest of my time, you know, playing football. And I think that when you go back and you look at some of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game, they had that stability. And so to be able to have that opportunity in front of you, I mean, I got to go complete some passes. But to just know that that's there, it really is freeing. You know, you don't worry about the next day. You just worry about, man, I need to dominate today, because he has a sheet for you every day to dominate. So as long as I do that, we'll be all right.
The Raiders Insider Podcast is brought to you by Evergood Sausage Company, bringing you locally smoked, handmade sausages out of San Francisco for 92 years, family owned.
He likes to throw pop quizzes at you and everybody during practice and meetings. And early on, he kept trying to get him to miss, to answer it wrong, but he kept passing my tests.
Yeah.
How important was it early on for him to understand the type of quarterback and the type of commitment that you were willing to show to pass all these things, to do all these things right, back in April through July and on into the fall?
Well, you know, it goes back to just who I want to be as a person. You know, if I'm asked to do certain things, I don't want to be someone that goes in there and says it wrong. Now, obviously, as a human, you're going to physically mess it up sometimes, but just talking, you know, whenever he challenged my mind and my work ethic, you know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, I can know every answer that he wants to ask me. You know, I'll throw a pass at practice and he said, what if they played this coverage? What word would you throw it?
Yeah.
In front of the whole offense. And I got to be able to tell him like that. And so I think that it's challenging me to be a better player. And I'm excited about for the years to come, because I know that I can keep getting better as long as I keep learning from him.
I'm not sure where you got this phrase from. Maybe it was from David. But you always say, I don't listen to praise or criticism because neither thing matters.
Yes.
Right? And I think the last 2 weeks are a great example of that point, because you were the GOAT against the Rams because you threw three picks.
Right.
And you were a hero last week because you barely threw any incompletions.
Yes.
Is that mantra, is it easier said than done, though? Because all your friends and family, they have phones.
Yep.
You have a mentions button on your Twitter app.
Right. Yeah.
And it's hard not to push it. Is it easier said than done to tune out all that stuff?
You know what? Earlier on in my career, it was, you know, just because you I'm a pleaser. You know, I want everyone to always be happy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not doing it on purpose. I promise. You know, and I'm always going to work my tail off to fix things. And so, I would tell you this time, it was not hard at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done this. This is 5 years now. That's a long time. You know, playing the same position in the same city, you know, in the same stadium. You know, that's a long time. And so, it's fairly easy now to tone everything out because I've been doing it so long that I've had days that are bad. I've had days that are really good. I've had people say you're terrible. I've had people say you're the best thing to ever play the game. And none of that matters to me. I'm going to continue to work my tail off to be better than I was yesterday. And I really believe in that if I can stay the same person and continue to get better, you know, same person emotionally and continue to get better, I'm doing, you know, this city and our fans the best job that I can. And trust me, there's no one else more in this city that wants to win a Super Bowl than me. You know, I'll fight somebody for that. So,
and in terms of the shock of the Mac trade, that's well and gone, and you guys have moved on.
Yeah.
Still on national television in another uniform doing what he does.
Right.
So I guess a two-part question is this. Is it weird to see him not alongside you, to see him playing for another team? And now that he's not here, is there anything about your role as a leader or anything else that has changed without your partner in crime in this building?
Yeah, I think so. You know, people look to you. Obviously, they look to you all the time to make sure you're doing certain things and, you know, make sure you're the one saying something. And obviously, I could let Khalil do some of that sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. That kind of changed. And obviously, it's hard to watch him go out there and strip sack everybody. You're like, you've done that so many times here.
Right.
And it hurts your heart to see it. But at the same time, it doesn't hurt anymore. You know, I'm happy for him. You know, if you're a Raider fan, obviously it's hard because you're seeing him do that, but just be happy for the guy because he strained his tail off to, you know, get to where he's at. And the fact that he's making plays for someone else, obviously we don't like it. But I think we can all be happy for him because we all love him to death.
Just one last thing, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah.
You have an event in the Central Valley coming up called the Harvest Ball, and you've put your name on it, and it's a big dinner and a fundraiser for this Valley Children's Hospital in the Central Valley. You've done a lot of work for this hospital. Why is it so important for you to devote so much time, energy, and putting your name and your association with this particular, you know, charity?
Well, you know, you see, I'm sure you've seen a lot of athletes that are a part of things that they're just a part of because it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and all that's fine and well, but to me, this is personal. I mean, they helped literally save Dallas's life. You know, they had surgeons and nurses taking care of him 24/7 when we didn't know what to do besides pray, you know. And so we any chance that we can get to help or give money or push people's attention towards that hospital, we know that it helped our son. We want it to help somebody else's as well. And so son or daughter. So anytime we can, you know, bring attention to them, we want to do so and just try and help them out as much as we can.
Derek Carr, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck.
Appreciate
it. Against the Dolphins.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone for downloading and listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast brought to you by Evergood Sausage. And a special thank you to Derek Carr for sitting down with me during his preparation for the Miami Dolphins. And this exclusive one-on-one interview will also air on this week's Raiders Central show, which premieres at 9:30 p.m. Thursday night on NBC Sports Bay Area and then re-airs several times leading up to Sunday's game against the Dolphins. You've been listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast, and if you haven't already, please visit Apple Podcasts or Google Play to subscribe. And if you like our podcast, give us a rating and a 5-star review. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at NBCS Authentic, and we will be back next week with another great guest. Thanks for listening, Raider Nation.
Raiders Insider Podcast on NBC Sports California.com.